Well, goodness sakes, it is 9:30 right on the nose, and it's time now for One-on-One with the Pros. We have Casey Williams in. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning.
Merry
good morning.
Christmas to
Merry
you.
Merry Christmas.
And how are we doing out there at Green?
At Green Country Village, yeah. All of Santa's elves have been decorating all of our neighborhoods, and can't wait for you to see it.
You got the holiday green going on.
We do. We are in the midst of decorating Lakeview. Our memory care is complete. Mm-hmm. Assisted living is complete. Now we are working on independent living. And I invite anyone to come see us next week. If you come this week, you might have to get up on a ladder and hang some stuff. But you're welcome to do that,
too. You're
welcome
to do that, too. You can always use the help out there at Green Country Village.
But it's beautiful. We're always proud to show off our community during the holiday season.
And, well, really, 365 days a year, because you really have a spectacular place out there.
Thanks.
And again, I can't thank you enough for that tour that we went on a couple of months ago, back when it was still really hot.
Yes.
But now, I can't imagine that. You know, folks are getting their places decorated individually, too, mm-hmm. because when we talk about this, there are a lot of folks living independently out there. And they like to really spruce it up for the holidays, too.
I love to walk through the mm-hmm. communities and look at each apartment door to see what they've done for their wreaths or what mm-hmm. they put in their window. Uh-huh. And it's always just festive and fun year-round, but right now it's really fun.
So what's going on out there besides a little bit of the decorating and the holiday greenery and everything?
Well, I don't know if you can we're on radio. Nobody can see this, but I brought our calendar of events because
it's huge.
And there is something almost every minute of every day going on, which is so fun for all of us because we offer transportation to all the fun events in the community of Bartlesville.
Yeah, that's true.
And so it allows the residents that maybe don't want to drive or don't want to drive at night or want to be dropped off right at the front door and picked up. Right at the front door.
Who doesn't?
All right. That's right. And so we're going to go see. Last night, some folks went and they looked at the Christmas lights down at Johnstone Park and throughout the community. Mm-hmm. We're going to be going out to Woola Rock Fantasy Land or Fantasy of Lights or something. I can't remember the exact name, but it's at Woola Rock. And, you know, they put lights on everything out there.
750,000 lights.
Is that right?
Give or take one or two.
Okay. Well, I'm going to count them. I'll let you know.
All right.
And then they're going to the Hay Goods down at the Bartlesville Community Center. Then we're having the stage art dancers come next week for, you know, the kids to show off their holiday dances for our residents.
And who doesn't say, isn't that cute?
Oh, just darling. You know, one thing that we love is not only do we go out into the community, but we bring the community to us. And so ad lib singers are coming. We're having Narnie Roll play the piano. We're going out to the Christmas Story at Bartlesville Community Center. And that's just next week. So
wow,
I know.
And if you think that maybe, when you go to a very nice place like a Green Country Village, that you know there might be a little something to do here or there. No, your day planner is filled if you want it.
Correct, and you know we have our regular exercise classes and other social events that typically go on throughout the day.
Sure.
And then these fun holiday events sprinkled through, so it's something for everyone. And you mentioned you can do as much or as little as you wish.
Oh, you know, a lot of folks I know are pretty active out there, what I saw. Something to do. Cool. Sign me up.
Yeah. You know, yep. So. And even if you aren't just in the mood, it's so fun just to feel that energy throughout the community.
Yes.
If you're sitting reading a book, you love to hear people laughing in the songs, and carolers will come by. And so it's just a festive place.
And it's really fun, too, because it's not a bunch of that racket going on. It's real nice community living. And
it is.
That, I think, when you say, community, you mean it.
Right. And when we say community, It is people caring for one another, but mm-hmm. also that extra helping hand if you need it.
If you need it.
Right. Yeah. For our assisted living and memory care folks, mm-hmm. There is nursing available. However, there's still all the activities and going out and coming in mm-hmm. and all that kind of stuff. But there is, we do watch out and care for the residents that live there. In the same way, I mean, in the same time, allowing for as much independence
as possible.
As yeah. possible. So
and they appreciate that, you know, in so many ways that, you know, can't be measured. So if you're thinking that this is a place for mom, dad, or maybe even you in the future, I invite you to get a hold of Casey. Take the tour. You're going to be very, very pleasantly surprised.
Mm-hmm. It is just... It's a joy to work there, uh-huh. and I would invite anybody, just like you said, and really, even if you have never been to Green Country and you don't think, you know, you're not looking for your parents or you're not looking for yourself right now, but you're just curious,
yeah.
I would invite you to come by. We had, a couple of weeks ago, we had what was called Shopping on the Greens, where local vendors came and had pop-up shops.
I bet you that was very well received.
It was well received both by the vendors and by our residents. And we had such a variety. There was a couple of people. There was Myrtle's Market from Caney, Kansas, mm-hmm. and Tucker Bee's Honey. And they are from a town in Kansas that I can't pronounce. But neither of them had been to Green Country Village before.
Oh, really?
And so it was really fun, and they dined with us, and it was really nice to be able just to share our community with them. Neither vendor was looking for anybody or looking for themselves, but it was really nice to share our residents and our community with the people in the community. So feel free to stop by, even if you're nosy and curious.
Yeah, there you go, because I tell you what, you know, you're sharing a little bit of an experience, plus you're learning the story, too, at the same time. That's really good.
Yeah.
And if you're really lucky, you'll be talking to a few residents, and you'll learn a few stories there, too.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Just great folks coming, you know, that are here. I'm trying to think of what, I mean, I could go on and on about what we're doing at Green Country Village. Don Ryan is a beautiful pianist from Tulsa,
uh-huh.
and he's going to be playing at our Christmas party on December 16th, and that'll be a really fun. We get out every piece of silver, crystal, decoration, sweets, everything, and it is delectable. But bring your all-you-can-eat pants. But if you're interested in coming to that, call me. One thing I do want everyone to do is like us on Facebook, but we yes. are going to be, you've heard of Where's Waldo, right?
Yes, I have.
One of our residents, we're going to have him dressed up throughout our community, not like Where's Waldo, but sort of, and he'll be kind of hiding throughout our community, and we'll be posting Facebook pictures of him just to kind of show off our community. Have a little fun. It's like Elf on a Shelf, but with a resident.
Oh, my.
And so we invite you to check out our Facebook every day to see where that resident's going to be and what he's going to be up to. And it'll also show off our decorations, show off parts of our community. So he's a good sport. We appreciate it. So
something tells me you didn't have to twist too many arms.
No, not at all. And this particular guy is a fun-loving guy anyway. If we hadn't have thought of it, he might have. So, but those are some things that we have going on around the community. And then next year, 2020 is going to be here before we know it.
Oh, my. Yeah, you're right.
And so I know the holidays are a busy time although I encourage anybody that wants a staycation to come during the holidays. It would
check
be super fun because it'll be lively. You will not be bored. A staycation is a fully furnished apartment. It's like an Airbnb is kind of what I would consider it. And our resident ambassadors would show you around mm-hmm. free of charge, free of obligation. It is not a timeshare hard sell. It's just I want you to see if senior living is for you. And so I invite anyone to come. And they would just call me at 336-2086. Or they can go on our website mm-hmm. and fill out just one of those little forms. There's an information form there.
Casey Williams is with us with Green Country Village. And is this the unit that I got to walk into, the staycation unit?
Yes, yes.
I can vouch for it. That's nice.
It's beautiful. Yeah. Beautifully decorated. Yeah. We also decorate it for the holidays. Mm-hmm. It's comfortable. The only thing you would want to bring is your clothes and maybe some toiletries. But otherwise, we've got soft, comfy robes. We've got neat towels, everything, TV in there, things to read, beautifully furnished place. So
cute little kitchen.
A kitchen, full-size mm-hmm. kitchen. You know, that mm-hmm. makes us unique here in Bartlesville and independent living. We mm-hmm. have full-size kitchens where people can cook if they want to. Mm-hmm. So that's, you know, it's a place to call home.
It is. Now, if you're in the market to maybe want to downsize, mm-hmm. maybe that house is just getting a little too big for you at your age or at your ability to take care of it, this is a great option to explore.
Well, and one thing that we hear over and over mm-hmm. is that is the biggest hurdle for people.
Yeah,
once, and I understand you've raised your family in a home, but what we can do is we have people that can help you do that, but almost without fail, they'll say, I wish I'd done it sooner.
I've heard that.
Yep. And once you start mm-hmm. kind of that downsizing attitude, mm-hmm. it makes it easier to let go of things that maybe just are overwhelming you. And it's a simpler way of life because we have all the big dining room and the big living room that you can utilize, but then you go back to your apartment and let somebody else clean up after you. And so, you know, what else can you say? And you can look out at the beautiful grounds and say, thanks, Jim, for mowing, because it's not me. You know, I can enjoy it, but not have to do it. So,
and you're tucked away nicely. I don't think anyone would know, unless they did know, your address, which is right there on Swan Drive. You're close to everything, but you really can't see it. I mean, when you're there, you're out in the forest, you're seeing the nice water feature there and everything else, and it's not like you're being bothered by cityness, but cityness is all around you.
It's really a hidden gem. You know,
it is.
You wouldn't think that you would have 26 acres right in the middle of town.
No.
And so there's walking trails. We have a beautiful pond that there are fish in. I finally found out for sure that we have some residents. A lot of people go, are there fish in that pond? There are. Our residents love to go out and enjoy that. Mm-hmm. A beautiful I guess it's a pergola or a kind of a place to go sit out over the water. Mm-hmm. Lots of outdoor spaces. You can walk your dog if you want to bring your little dog or mm-hmm. cat. So there's all sorts of places that are fun to be in.
You know the thing about fishing sometimes? You don't really have to catch a fish to have fun.
That's true. That's true.
Just getting out there, being quiet, and just enjoying the
beauty. That's right. Yeah. You're right. Yeah. Yeah. So if you are interested in anything that we've talked about today or something that you're curious about, you can visit us on Facebook. You can visit our website, and that's www.greencountryvillage.com. Mm-hmm. You can call 335-2086, and somebody... I would be delighted to help you, but anybody that's around would be delighted to help you.
Casey, thanks for dropping by today.
It's always good to see you. Come by next week unless you want to hang ornaments this week.
All right.
I want you to come see our community.
I will.
All righty.
Thank you very much, Casey. All righty. We've got more coming up. Right now it is 9:45.